Yes. Welcome to another episode of Motorcycle Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm not alone. I'm here with Chinese Best Friend. What's going on, my nigga?
Hey, Chinese Best Friend in the house.
I did a show on Zeus Network called Dr. Blackson, where I actually...
Woohoo! The best doctor I've ever heard in my life.
So today we're going to do Dr. Blackson.
Dr. Okay? Blackson is Cupid, Mr. Cupid.
Okay.
We got a lot of loyal girls here,
Mike. What if that one person that's fulfilling all of your needs wants you to bring in another woman?
Oh, that's a good question for Dr.
Then, baby,
Blackson.
I must not be fulfilling all your needs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily.
Oh, give her the mic.
Right, my
the
man
mic,
don't have mic. To ask for nobody.
Give the mic. Give the mic to her.
I think no matter if you are fulfilling all his needs, I feel like guys want new pussy.
She's absolutely right.
I think that. So you could be the best girl, and yes, they would still be like, I want new pussy.
100% agree.
What do you say about that,
Dr. Blackson? I tried it before because I just, like, you know, I want to, like, treat my man. But you don't know what other pussy got. So, so I just don't.
You
got to
be careful with that.
Yeah, so, yeah. He going to have to. Yeah.
I want to talk about my experience. Oh. So,
do tell.
This was in.
Trying to make you happy. And
this was in high school, and I actually just wanted to try it. So we had a threesome, and I actually was traumatized because I was like, "Wow, seeing the guy that I love pounding someone else."
Yeah.
No.
But you know what?
Yeah. So I said we can swing.
What's that?
We can swing. You can watch me fuck the shit out of a nigga.
Wow. You can eat me out.
Yeah, and you can eat my pussy. Go on the nigga.
Mike, what the fuck is going on here? I thought it was a Dr. Blackson session, not a Jerry Springer episode.
It's getting a little crazy.
Mike.
Hold on, wait.
Mike, what do you have to say about that, Michael, Dr. Blackson? Earlier, they started with their nice career being an artist, singer, runner.
It's the Philly girl, the bad influence.
Yeah, she started off with $1,000 borrowing and everything turned.
Okay, so you see how you were the girl that was like, I don't want to watch my man pounding someone else? Okay, so my experience was I was the person added on to the relationship.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to tell you. So from my perspective, one, it was kind of awkward because it's like whenever, like, I'm with, like, I have my friend and they have their significant other, I look at them like a cousin, you know? Like, I'm just like, you know, they're my cousin. I don't even think of anything, nothing. I don't even think about what's cute about him, right? So when this came about, I'm just like, whoa, you're not really trying to do this. She was really trying to do this.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're doing this, and I'm just like, I'm just like, she goes, oh yeah, go do this to him, and I'm just like, no, wait, hold on, wait, I don't really want. I'd rather do something to you, not to him. So it kind of like flips the whole. I don't know. It just flips the thing for me being the outside person. It's just like it's a little different.
Yeah.
So did it happen?
What if you're not connected to, like, the girl or the male at all? You just randomly met them. Like, then how would you feel? Like,
I feel like it could make it easier, but at the same time, it could also make you not want to do it because maybe if you've never done it before. Now, if you've done it other times before, if you're just down at that moment, I think it's even easier because you're just like, I don't care about you. I don't care about you. I care about myself. So you do it for your own pleasure.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. Ladies, everything men do in this world, we do for women.
Yeah.
We get a nice place because we want to get a, bring a woman in and fuck her.
Yeah.
We got a nice car because we want to put in the car and fuck her. We take her on vacation. Everything we do for a woman. So it's hot. We work, but work our ass off, get us money for women.
Yeah.
Not for one. Yeah. Women with capital. Yeah. So it's, you know, we do everything for women. So it's so hard for men to stay faithful because, like, you know, we didn't do all this just for what we did it for.
It's not, you know, enough for you to
a
be
a nigga
like,
did not play basketball and pouring balls in the hoops since we were 6 years old just to make one woman happy, okay? Yeah. We did it all for all the women of the world.
Of course. A guy always have a main female that he always go back to, that he trusts, expects not to do anything disloyal.
You know what?
About what?
I think it's all about the woman.
I feel like a guy always have a female that he goes back to, a main girl, mm-hmm. that he feels like he doesn't feel, have this feeling with no one else, like you were saying. What do you
think every successful man need a, definitely need one strong woman that will put out trust in and
understands him.
That understands him.
Yep. And it's simply just understanding.
The thing about it, men, we just have to be honest. Like, at the end of the day, I think honesty is number one. Honesty will turn a woman on more than anything else. Right. If you say, hey, we could date, honey, I like you. I want you to be my girl. But occasionally, I like to, you know, you got to be honest. And that's why I was honest from the door with my girl. Like, you know, hey, like, I don't know how to keep my dick in my pants. How can we work this out? You know?
And then how did that work out?
I'd rather just not know and just do it like, respectfully, don't have nobody hitting me up. Don't do it raw.
Yeah.
Like, just have some respect.
Exactly. At the end of the day, just be honest. You know, because a woman will take an honest man over a liar any day. Be honest.
Really? And it's up to her to accept. It's up to her to accept.
I know what I'm setting myself up for.
It's up to the woman. Yes.
So just be honest.
Be honest, fellas.
Decide.
Trust me.
The only honest guy in this world is Nick Cannon, I think. The four girls he got pregnant.
If you are honest, trust me, it's easier.
I feel like there's a lot of men that feel like they have to hide a certain thing that they're doing, but I feel like it's just better just be
because
honest.
They don't want
to
lose
if you're talking to multiple women, if you're talking to multiple women, that's
fine.
That's
why you don't
if
look
I
stupid.
If I choose to still stick around you, that's because I chose to.
Right.
At least I don't have a right to get mad at you because you were talking to so-and-so and because you were commenting on so-and-so's picture. Because you told me the truth, you know? But now when you come across a woman and you make it seem like she's the only one you're talking to, that's not fair. And then you get mad because she's mad at you because of shit that you did. But
honesty,
you should have just told
fellas,
her from the jump
be
what
honest,
was going on.
Trust me. 50% of women, if you're honest, 50% of women would say yes.
Really, Michael Bloxon?
50% would say yes. Really?
Just be honest. Have respect when you're doing it. Because we're going to find out anyway because... All the bitches, they always hit me up. Every time. Every time. So, like, why you have me looking stupid? You know?
Because
you think
why?
That's your man?
You
well,
want to know
here's
why?
This and
where do you think they should find a man?
Where's our communication? Where's our trust?
The side bitch. You have to always be honest in the jump so everything's straight.
Have you ever been dealing with a woman, right? Well, dealing with multiple... Have you ever been dealing with multiple women, right? Let's say two, right? And one of them messages the other one. Have you ever been in that predicament?
Every day.
Oh, all my women knew each other.
How do you... Okay.
Matter of fact, he just got 18 messages right now. I have his phone.
How did... Okay. So how did... Where? How did...
Oh, yeah, my ex. I had
so
a crazy
how did,
ex.
How did one,
well, my ex,
any
you see,
one of your situations,
she
how
was,
did they go?
My ex, I lied to her because, I, you know, I,
you
my current
liar,
girl,
Michael
I tell the truth. I don't lie anymore. See, I had to lie to her because she was crazy. If I told the truth, we'll all be dead right now. None of y'all
liar, liar.
Georgia would kill everybody in this room.
Shit.
Okay?
Yeah.
But my current girl, I could be... But I think if I could, I mean, don't get it wrong. Towards the end of the relationship, I try to come up and be, you know, for be honest with what I want to.
It's too late, Mike.
You know, but then it was too late then. It was like, you know, but it's you have to establish it from the beginning.
Right.
You know?
Sometimes men unnecessarily lie.
Yeah,
and it's
we
like,
lie.
You don't have to lie.
You have to lie.
Just keep it a bean
like,
with
I'm
me.
Okay with
why
you
not?
Me.
Sometimes
and we
it's
don't have
fun
to worry
to
about
lie.
Nothing.
But if we lie because we don't want you fucking.
Exactly. Like. Come on, don't play in my face. Don't play in my
time,
face. Play these mind games,
ladies,
and then I will show you a mind game.
Men lie because we don't want you fucking somebody up. If I tell you I'm fucking another woman,
exactly. That's what it is. That's all it is.
But I feel like when men choose to lie, you're creating a bed for the problems. Exactly. I feel like you should just be straightforward from the jump. If we choose to still stick by you, then that's our own problem.
But love starts
now,
to come.
Now, if we choose to not stick by you, it's okay. That's it. You know, you chose not to be with that person.
It's always fun in the beginning. All the honesty, and then the girl falls in love. And then now your dick stuck there at the same fucking corner.
Then getting hurt in the end.
It's always nice in the beginning. Oh yeah, I like to have threesome with her. Yeah, a year later, she starts to fall in love with this man.
Well, a year is a long time.
And then the only thing you're fucking is your hands. Yeah. That's what happens.
A year is a long
time. There is no
Okay, so let me ask this. So when do guys actually start being honest?
Never. I mean, they should be honest from the beginning. I'm trying to allow these guys to listen, fellas, be honest. Because like I said, 50% of women would accept whatever it is that you want to be honest about. If you want other women, just let them know. Give her that choice to stay or not. And then if she says no, somebody else will say yes.
I feel like most rich niggas are honest. Huh?
You do?
50% of the women, Mike. Yeah. Where's that calculation come from?
I'm saying 50% of women would. In the era that we're in. Okay, we have men, be honest. Trust me. If you're listening to this podcast, just be honest. Give the woman a chance to pick, make a choice whether she's going to stick with you or not. You know? So, thank y'all for joining us. See you another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm Michael Blackson. Chinese best friend is in the building.
Chinese best friend, thanks for listening, you Mother Suckers. We learned a lot today, Michael Blackson.
What did you learn, Chinese best friend?
I learned that you should be honest to everything. Right. So, starting tomorrow, I'll be honest to my tax attorney.
Thank you, Mother Suckers. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.